My name is Drea Secchi. I'm 18 years old. Today is February 20th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Laura Secchi, who is my mother, and we are recording this interview from Westland, Oregon.
Okay. Can you tell me about your childhood?
I had a very happy childhood. I grew up with my dad, my mom, my brother, and my sister, and we had a lot of immediate family, and it was a happy childhood, I think.
Can you tell me about, like, the typical day, like, growing up, like, what you would do?
Pretty much, you know, get up, get ready, go to school. We lived probably, like, half an hour to 45 minutes away from my school, so we had to get up early and go to my school and spend there pretty much the whole day, and then my mom will pick us up and come back to our home and just the typical stuff, do homework and play with my friends and have dinner. Well, in Mexico, actually, I take that back. You get home and then you eat your dinner. It's like your heaviest meal, like in the middle of kind of like 3 o'clock or something like that, and then do homework, play, whatever, and then you have like a small, you know, I don't know what they call it. It will be kind of like a small meal at night, but it's not like a heavy meal. It's just like almost like a lunch or light lunch or something.
Can you tell me about the town you grew up in?
Well, I was born in Guadalajara, that is a big city. And I lived in suburbs of Guadalajara all my life. More closer to the city center, I guess, maybe not city center. It's really big. It's a really big city. So outskirts of the city center, I guess you will call it, most of my life. But growing up when I was a little girl, it was more populated, I guess, more dense neighborhoods. But then later on, we moved like 45 minutes away from the city, that it was more secluded. It was like a private neighborhood that it was just for that neighborhood, and there was a lot of trees and there was a lot of facilities to do things, you know, in there. So
can you tell me about what you were like as a child?
I was a little, I don't know, mischievous, I guess. I was the third of the kids, and my brother is 7 years older than me, and my sister is 5 years older, so it was kind of like a gap with them and me, and I was kind of mischievous, and I don't know, just kind of, I always kind of like to have fun and play and be noisy, and I don't know, just a kid.
Which one of your siblings were you closer to growing up?
Growing up, I think I felt closer to my brother, just because my sister and I were kind of like opposites. She was more feminine and into dolls and things like that, and I was more kind of tomboyish, you know, like to play sports or kind of to play rough. And my brother, we would play like with his little cars or balls or play sports or what have you. So,
can you tell me about your cousins? Your cousins closest to you?
Well, I have 16 cousins, so the closest to me were the ones closer to my age. And there were three boys. Probably that's why I like to play with my brother too, because, you know, I will play with my cousins that were boys. And one was older than me for a year. The other one was my age, and the other one was just a year younger than me. So we were very close, and we will just kind of get in trouble, you know, kind of be mischievous together. My brother is the oldest of all the cousins, and he was always like very strict with all of us, and I think we will just spend a lot of time just kind of antagonizing him just to kind of make him mad at that time.
Can you tell me about your grandparents?
My dad's parents were, I never knew my mom's parents because they died when she was young. But my dad's grandparents were, a very typical Mexican grandparents where they had 8 children of their own and a lot of grandkids. So there was always a lot of people in their house. We will go and have usually like Sunday meals with them. My grandfather used to love to cook and make big dinners for everybody. He would like to make a lot of different meals, not just Mexican dishes, but like from all over the world. And he liked to do a lot of, experiment with a lot of spices and dishes and things like that. And my grandmother was pretty much all the time kind of like after him, cleaning his messes in the kitchen or, feeding all these people all the time at her house. So she was always kind of grumpy about everything because too many people all the time. So, but they were nice.
Do you remember like any of the dishes, or any of them like really bad or really good?
Well, they were always really good. He was really good at cooking, and he had all the grandkids or the aunts helping, like chopping and cleaning and this and that. But paella comes to mind. He was really good at it. He used to make good Chinese dishes too. He liked a lot of things from the Orient. He made a lot of different things. I mean, he liked to travel and experiment with a lot of dishes from around the world, so he was really good.
Did you like school when you were young?
Yeah, I loved school. All the way probably till my junior high. After that, I didn't like it that much.
Can you tell me about the day that you skipped school with your friends to go get ice cream? And you saw
Yeah.
your parents?
Probably the only time I skipped school, and I thought, oh, this is so exciting. We were in the going. This is kind of like junior high, and we were going in the car with these two. I went to an all girls Catholic school, so these were boys from the boys' school nearby, and we were going to get ice cream in the car, and my friend and I were in the back in the car, and the two boys were in the front, and we were going to get ice cream, and all of a sudden I turned, and I guess my parents were behind me. I didn't even know until later. So where were you today? I was like, oh, at school. They knew they were following us somehow. They happened to be in the same area, and they saw me in that car. That was the only time I skipped school.
I can try that again. All right. What is your most vivid memory from school?
Well, there's different things, but I don't know. Depending on the stage of my life, I mean, there were all a lot of good memories. But one that I remember, I mean, I was very young, probably elementary school, and somehow I love to sing. But I'm not a very good singer, but I love to sing, and I will sing in at recess all the songs from Grease. Thinking that I was really good at it, but I don't think I was. But me and a friend of mine, we were singing, walking all around the playground, singing, singing, singing. That's something I remember a lot.
Can you tell me what advice would you give to your teenage self?
Well, I will say enjoy life to the fullest. Just one advice. There's a lot. Do
What else?
it all over again because it was fun. It was fun being a young teenager. I think I was also kind of like a grumpy teenager because I was like fed up with everybody and everything. I was just like, well, I hate this. I hate everybody. But I think I will say go easy on that. I don't think you need to be so grumpy about things.
What were you fed up with?
I don't know, just, I don't know, hormones. I don't know. I didn't know at the time, of course, but it was just probably, I didn't know what was going on in my mind or anything, but I will say just chillax a little bit.
Can you tell me a story about like one of the lessons you've learned from your parents?
Probably Well, I say that you only have one family. You could have a lot of friends through life, and that they come and go, but your family is your family, and it's forever. And no matter what, in the good times or the bad, they're there for you. Maybe they're not there for you all the time, but most of the time they will come back and either give you their two cents, even you like them or not, you like it or not, but they're there for you.
What moments in your life have shaped you into who you are today?
Well, I think one of them was at one point my dad had the Mexican peso has gone through a lot of devaluations, and in my teens, well, kind of like 17, 18 years old, there was one of the big ones, and my dad lost a lot of his businesses that he had. There were a lot of in a lot of his machinery and whatever he had for his business were all in dollars, and so he lost a lot of money. And I think it shaped me to learn that, sometimes life has ups and downs, and it just, no matter what, at the end, what is important is sticking together.
Can you tell me about moving to the US?
It was different. I mean, well, different and not different, I guess, because my mom is American, so we always had a lot of influence of American culture. So it wasn't a shock for me. It was nothing that it was that something I didn't know. I grew up with a lot of American influences in my life, so I think I don't think I was shocked or anything. But more than anything, I don't think I knew that I will end up here. When I was a kid, I never knew that I was going to leave Mexico. I never knew that I was going to be living in the United States at this stage of my life. I never thought of that. So,
Can you tell me about living in Texas and what that was like?
I mean, Texas is we lived in the border, in a border town, so it was a lot of Mexican people in there, so it wasn't. It was almost like still being in Mexico. Not the same as I grew up. It's not the same. Definitely, border towns are not almost like not Mexico or not U.S. It's definitely a mixture, but it's not like what you will know about the United States or what I will know about Mexico. It's really kind of mixed. It's its own. It's almost like its own identity, its own place. But it was nice. It was just too hot, and I didn't like the weather. That was one of the main reasons why we left, because the weather was really hot.
To Oregon. It has the perfect weather.
Well, to
You
Oregon,
tell me
well,
about Oregon.
somehow we didn't I didn't realize that it was going to be this rainy, but
So who decided to move to Oregon?
my sister was living up here with my uncle, my mom's brother, and she was here. She came here for like a few months just to kind of spend the summer with them, and she's the one that kind of convinced us, oh, it's so nice, the weather is so pretty.
Beautiful.
And well, yeah,
That was in the
and the
summer.
rest is history.
And then started raining and snow.
Yeah,
Yep.
well, no, actually,
No.
when we arrived, it was just the days, just like a day or so before Christmas, and it was the year of the big flood, whatever year that was.
2008 or something.
And we were like in shock, like, oh my God, what is happening? So, yeah.
Right, so that was pretty different.
Yeah.
Can you like tell me one of your happiest memories?
Oof. I have a lot, but I don't know. One of the happiest memories, I think it was when I was a kid, all different stages of being young, of either a kid or teenager or even just I love riding my bike, and I will go all riding my bike everywhere, and that was it always felt like freedom and fun, and I will have so much fun just doing that, and I think that's one of my it was fun, feeling free and, you know, going fast and I don't know, that was fun.
Can you tell me about how you learned to ride a bike?
Well,
I've heard this story before.
Well, I thought I never rode a bike before, and I thought, oh, this is easy. I can do this. And we were visiting my cousin, and he lived kind of like on top of a hill, and this was his dad's bike. That it was like one of those speed bikes, and it was adult size, and I was probably like 10 years old or younger, I don't know. And I said, oh, I can do this. So I stand up on the curve and try to, you know, go on the bike because it was so tall, and here I go down the hill. So I crash into a car. So that's how I learned.
Tell me about when you moved to Oregon after the floods. What memories do you have of, like, their first month living in Oregon?
Well, it was definitely different from Texas. And it was winter time, so definitely colder and rainier. But we were, I don't know, I found a job really fast. I knew how to speak English, but I never really spoke English, like, all the time, because in Texas, you know, I will speak Spanish most of the time because there's so many Mexican influence that you just speak Spanish, very little English. I didn't have to use my English. I learned English through my mom and through school and through private English lessons growing up, but I never really had to use English. And I remember when we moved to Oregon, I felt like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? And I remember my sister and I, we were like, well, let's go and look for a job. Okay, so we looked at the newspaper, and, oh, okay, well, this sounds interesting. We got in the MAX, not knowing, we're going downtown, but we didn't really know much about anything. And somehow I went to an interview, and I got the job. I was like, okay. Of course, later on, I realized, well, they really didn't need this person to be really talking too much because I was doing most clerical job, and it was not like I was answering phones or anything. So,
what's been your favorite job?
My favorite job. Wow, that's a good question. Well, actually, I don't think this was in the United States. I think this was, well, it was in Laredo. But this is Nuevo Laredo. It was the Mexican side of the border. And it was a maquiladora. It's a factory where they will do things. And this was an American company that used to do air conditionings or something like that. And it was like one of my first jobs, but I was doing accounting. And I felt like, oh, I'm so good at this. I felt very grown up. I mean, I was just like 18 years old or something like that, 18, 19 maybe. So it was kind of like my first job, and I felt, you know, really grown up, getting my first paycheck. I moved on that company like maybe 3 or 4 positions, and I felt like, you know, I was very, you know, moving. You know, it was exciting. It was my first job, my first paychecks, and that was good. Other than that, I mean, I have done different jobs throughout my life, and I have done a lot of accounting or different positions doing kind of like the same thing, so that's probably one of them. But now I have nothing to do with accounting other than counting children every day. Make sure I don't lose anybody.
What do you think's been the most difficult job?
Oh, well, definitely probably childcare is more challenging just because of the responsibility of taking care of somebody else's kids. Not as far as, you know, doing what I do as being with them, but it's just making sure that they're always safe and always, you know, accounted for and always making sure that, you know, they're doing the right thing and not, I feel like a referee half of the day, but, you know, that's probably one of the most challenging ones.
Can you tell me about how you started this business?
Well, I was pregnant with my second daughter, and with my first daughter, you, I was working part-time, but we had always help of family to help with you. You know, Yo-Yo, your grandmother, your grandfather, your aunt, my mother, my sister, everybody, you know, at different stages helped. And when I was pregnant with Karina, we didn't have that help anymore because of, you know, Yo-Yo was getting older, grandma, my mom was, I think, at that time they moved, I don't know. So it wasn't going to work. So when we were, trying to figure it out what we were going to do or how we were going to do it, I finally, you know, realized that, well, I don't want to go back to work and I don't want to have to put my baby in childcare. I don't want to have to go through that because it was very difficult just to leave you alone with family. I couldn't make it, you know, putting her somewhere else with a stranger. So, and when you were little, I had a lot of your friends all the time from school here because their moms were working and, oh, well, would you mind picking up my daughter too? And I will say, oh, sure. So half of the time I had a lot of kids here anyway. So I said, well, why not? I will just do that too. I will do it professionally. So I went through the training and the classes that I needed to do. We fixed part of our house for the business, and that's how everything started.
How is your life different now than how you thought it'd be when you were young?
Well, I was more of the spare of the moment kind of person. I don't think I put too much thought in how my life was going to be, you know, when I was in my teens or even younger. I never thought like, oh boy, I'm going to grow up and be this and do this and my life is going to do this. I mean, I just never even thought about it. I just did things for the moment most of the time. But one thing is that I really never thought I was going to be living in the United States, you know, or moving to the United States. I never even thought about that. That's something that it never crossed my mind that I would end up over here. So somehow that happened, and but I don't know, for some reason things happen, and, you know, I mean, it's just something that I never even imagined growing up.
Is there anything else you want to tell me?
Well, I could tell you a lot. I don't know. I say enjoy life. Have fun. That's what I need you to know. I mean, there's only one life. You need to enjoy it. You need to be, of course, responsible and do the right thing, but always try to enjoy life. You know, it just goes too fast, and later on you start getting into more responsibilities and more problems and more headaches and everything. So right now, you know, this is when you have to make the most of it. You need to enjoy it and try to learn as much as you can and try to get a good foundation for what is to come.
I'm losing my voice. All right. Well, thank you for talking with me.
All right.
And telling me stories.
Okay. Bye.